Greetings, my friends. Welcome back. And thanks for tuning in as always. Hey, listen, if you haven't already, sign up for my mailing list at badassagile.com. It's the only way to get an advanced peek of next week's pages of my new book, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. I've also been throwing in some weekly inspirational videos, and the only way to get them, is to be part of that mailing list. You can also go to my homepage, and if you have a question for me, send it in. I'll answer it on a future episode. So bring me your coaching questions, your scenarios, whatever you're struggling with. And hey, if you're going to be in the Toronto area, I've got a meetup coming at the end of March 2019. So go to meetup.com and look for the Toronto Agile Leadership Meetup Group. Sign up and come out. I'd like to meet you in person. Now let me ask you a question. What's the one thing that you're really, really good at? The answer doesn't matter, but I want you to have the answer. With me, it was always either words and writing or music, especially gear, audio stuff. But for you, it might be fixing bikes or learning a new language or weightlifting. It doesn't matter what your thing is, but know what it is. Be true to yourself and identify that one thing that you've always been really good at. If you have a hard time narrowing it down, let's say you're really good at baseball and football and hockey. Well, it's athletics and sports that you're really passionate about, you're really good at. Some people would call these native talents or even just native, you know, proclivities, but I think what matters about them is that I don't believe that anyone's born good at those things. You had to work at them. So there was something that attracted you to them enough that you were willing to put in the hard work. You were willing to take the coaching. You were willing to learn new things. You were probably willing to try and fail at many points along the way, because that's the only way you got good at them. Now, here's why I want you to identify it, because I want you to bring it to your everyday practice. See, that one thing that you're awesome at requires very little effort to sustain and maintain and use. If you've been doing something for 10, 20, 30 years, it's not work. It's fun for you to do. You love it. You light up. You're passionate. And here's the deal. I want you to take the one thing that you're good at, bring it into your agile practice, because now you can take your passion for those things and light up your teams and light up your customers. So for me, if it's words and audio, guess what? The podcast becomes my unique value offering. So you might say, well, how does fixing bikes relate to my agile practice in the team room? It might not be fixing bikes, but you might have really great stories you can tell about overcoming challenges or solving a technical problem or looking at a unique problem in an interesting way that help you solve it quicker or better than anybody else. You might be able to invent new things, new processes, new team rituals that are inspired by, who knows, pedals or disc brakes. If learning new languages is your thing, then maybe you've noticed some commonalities across all languages and all cultures, and you can use that metaphor to explain an agile concept to your team. The point is, whatever it is you are awesome at, even if it's not directly relatable to agile, I want you to write it down, I want you to know it, and I want you to find new and interesting ways to bring it to your practice. That doesn't mean that 100% of what you talk about has to be about bicycle repair. But it does mean that what makes you a distinct leader will be your passion for some subject area and using it as a teaching tool, as a communication tool, as an innovation and creativity tool that no one else would be able to bring. And think of fun ways to flip the script. So for example, could you repair a bike using agility? If so, bring in a whole bunch of bike parts and turn it into a game so that people can learn the concepts of agile while doing something fun and relatable. Could you learn a new language using agility? Of course you could. We could start with the highest value sentences. So by using that as an example, as a game, as an exercise, once again, you have another teaching tool in your toolkit. Not to mention, you may find new and interesting ways to contribute to the bicycle repair community by bringing your agile knowledge and teaching outside of the workplace in the team room. Where I'm trying to get you to is a place where you unite your true passion with your agile practice so that eventually they become one. And in the process, I think you become a great storyteller. You become more memorable, you become unique. So what's your unique thing? What's your one thing that you're good at, that you can do in your sleep, that you would do even if nobody paid you? Think about that this week and bring it into your practice. Guys, thank you once again for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter at @badass_agile and on Instagram @badassagile. Reach out, connect, and I'll talk to you soon.